Imagine being trapped in a life that feels like a gilded cage, a world of luxury and expectations that suffocate your true self. This is the reality Sloane Winthrop faces as she prepares to marry Sterling Woodcock, a man who represents everything her wealthy, controlling father wants for her. But what happens when a chance encounter with a childhood friend, the man she secretly loved for years, sets her on a different path? Powerless by Elsie Silver has captivated readers worldwide with its raw emotional depth and authentic portrayal of finding strength through vulnerability. This enemies-to-lovers romance with a touch of forced proximity has resonated deeply with readers seeking stories about breaking free from expectations and finding one's own voice. Even celebrities like Jennifer Aniston have been spotted with this page-turner, which has maintained its position on bestseller lists for months, striking a chord with anyone who's ever felt trapped by others' expectations. Sloane Winthrop and Jasper Gervais share a history that spans nearly two decades, their relationship rooted in the sun-drenched summers at Wishing Well Ranch. Their story begins when 10-year-old Sloane first meets Jasper at her Uncle Harvey's sprawling Montana property. Jasper, a teenager with lanky limbs, caramel-colored hair, and the saddest blue eyes she's ever seen, immediately captivates her. Recently orphaned after a tragic car accident on Route 87, Jasper has been taken in by the Eaton family, a decision that would alter the course of both their lives. Sloane's cousin Violet matter-of-factly declares him one of theirs now, though Sloane notices how Jasper flinches slightly at the words, as if unsure he deserves such immediate acceptance. Their relationship evolves through countless summer days spent exploring the ranch's hidden corners. Sloane spends every summer at Wishing Well while her wealthy parents traverse European capitals, creating a stark contrast between her privileged Boston life and the authentic freedom she experiences in Montana. The ranch represents different things to each of them. For Sloane, an escape from her parents' suffocating expectations and elaborate dinner parties. For Jasper, a sanctuary after losing his family, where the Eaton's warm acceptance gradually helps heal his wounds. The rooftop of the ranch house becomes their private refuge, accessible through Jasper's bedroom window and requiring a precarious climb up ancient wooden lattice. Here, beneath Montana's vast starlit sky, they share their deepest fears and dreams. Jasper confides his passion for veterinary medicine, while Sloane reveals her secret desire to become a photographer rather than join her father's investment firm. Their most profound connection forms when Jasper finally shares the full story of the accident that killed his sister Jenny. On a bright autumn morning, 12-year-old Jenny had been riding her bike to school when Jasper, running late, raised his hand in what he thought was a wave goodbye. Jenny interpreted it as a signal to cross the street, directly into the path of an oncoming delivery truck. This confession, shared through tears on a warm July night, cements their bond, with Sloane becoming the keeper of his most painful secret. Despite their growing closeness, their relationship remains trapped in an intricate dance of unspoken feelings. Jasper, acutely aware of their 4-year age gap and his status as the Eaton's charity case, as he once bitterly described himself, maintains careful boundaries. Meanwhile, Sloane guards her heart while watching Jasper date other girls through high school and college, convincing herself that his gentle teasing and protective nature stem from brotherly affection rather than deeper emotions. This delicate balance persists into their adult lives, with Jasper establishing his veterinary practice in nearby Bozeman and Sloane building her life in Boston until her engagement to Sterling Cambridge III threatens to shatter their carefully maintained equilibrium and force long-buried feelings to the surface. Sloane stands in a church dressing room, preparing for her wedding to Sterling Woodcock, feeling utterly disconnected from the ceremony about to take place. Everything about this wedding feels wrong, from the ornate downtown church instead of the intimate countryside setting she dreamed of, to the hundreds of guests when she wanted something small. Most importantly, she's marrying Sterling, a man she's not even sure she likes, while her heart belongs to Jasper. The universe intervenes in the form of an anonymous video showing Sterling with a naked woman at his bachelor party. When confronted, Sterling's reaction is not remorse but anger at Sloane for embarrassing him. Their argument escalates until Jasper, hearing the commotion, steps in to protect Sloane. In a pivotal moment that sets the course for the rest of their story, Jasper asks Sloane what she needs, and her answer is simple. Get me out of here. Take me to the ranch. This dramatic escape from her wedding becomes the catalyst for Sloane's transformation. Free from Sterling's controlling presence and her father's expectations, she begins to rediscover the wild, authentic version of herself that she suppressed to please others. The wedding disaster also shifts her relationship with Jasper, creating space for them to reconnect without the barrier of her engagement. However, their moment of liberation is short-lived. Upon arriving at the ranch, they discover that Beau Eaton, Jasper's best friend and Sloane's cousin, has gone missing during military service. This devastating news thrusts them into an emotional crisis, with Jasper reliving the trauma of his family's accident and Sloane stepping into her familiar role of supporting him through pain. Despite their personal turmoil, they find solace in each other, spending the night together in Jasper's childhood bed, not romantically, but as friends offering comfort in the face of potential loss. The interrupted wedding and Beau's disappearance create a perfect storm that forces both Sloane and Jasper to confront their true feelings and priorities. With Sterling and her father bombarding her phone with angry messages, Sloane must decide whether to return to her carefully constructed life or embrace the uncertainty of a new path, one that might include acknowledging her feelings for Jasper. When Jasper volunteers to deliver hay to Violet in Ruby Creek, Sloane impulsively offers to join him, setting the stage for a transformative road trip. This journey becomes a crucible for their relationship, forcing them into close quarters where they can no longer avoid the tension that has simmered between them for years. As they drive through mountain roads, their conversation gradually shifts from safe topics to deeper revelations. Sloane boldly asks Jasper if he thinks about her when they're apart, and after a long silence, he admits, "Every fucking day, Sonny." This confession cracks open the door to honesty between them. They reminisce about childhood memories, including the time Sloane and Violet spied on the boys skinny dipping in the river. These shared recollections highlight the longevity of their connection while revealing how each has secretly observed and desired the other. The physical journey mirrors their emotional one, with treacherous mountain roads representing the difficult terrain they must navigate to reach each other. When they stop at a lakeside hotel, Sloane impulsively jumps into the freezing water at dawn. Jasper, watching her from their room, joins her despite his reservations. Their playful water fight becomes increasingly intimate, with underwater touches that cross the boundaries of friendship. This moment crystallizes their mutual attraction, though neither is ready to fully acknowledge it. Later, over dinner and beers at a local restaurant, they continue to lower their guards. Sloane, slightly drunk on Buddy's best beer, allows herself to be more uninhibited around Jasper. When he teaches her to play pool, the physical proximity as he positions her body creates an electric tension between them. Yet when female fans approach Jasper for autographs and one asks him to sign her chest, Sloane experiences a familiar jealousy, imagining all the beautiful women who have shared his bed over the years. The road trip culminates in a moment of crisis when their truck's brakes begin to fail on a steep mountain road. As panic sets in, Jasper pulls over and kisses Sloane passionately, finally crossing the line they've danced around for years. This kiss becomes a turning point, acknowledging the desire they can no longer deny. When Sloane asks when will be the right time to pursue this further, Jasper's response, "When I say so," reveals his need to control the situation, still wrestling with his feelings and the potential consequences of changing their relationship. Through shared memories, close quarters, and moments of crisis, the road trip strips away their carefully maintained defenses, forcing them to confront the depth of their feelings and the possibility of a relationship beyond friendship. After years of maintaining boundaries, Jasper finally reveals the real reason he never pursued a relationship with Sloane. When she was 18 and he was 24, her father, Robert Winthrop, confronted him outside her home with a clear threat. If Jasper ever crossed the line with Sloane, Robert would use his influence with the hockey team's owner to end Jasper's career. For someone who had escaped poverty through his hockey talent, this threat was devastating. "I'm not one of them," Jasper explains to Sloane. "I don't take six-figure hunting trips to shoot lions or drive a Maybach. I came from nothing and made myself into something by working hard, but I'll always be an Eaton at heart, a small-town guy, no matter how many zeros are in my paycheck." This revelation shatters Sloane's idealized image of her father and explains Jasper's years of distance. She realizes they were both manipulated by Robert's elitism and control. Jasper's declaration, "Times have changed, Sloane. I'm not afraid anymore. You're not my damn friend. You're just mine," marks his decision to finally claim what he wants, regardless of consequences. The truth unleashes a passionate physical relationship between them, but emotional barriers remain. Jasper struggles with vulnerability, having lost everyone he loved in his childhood. His sister Jenny's death, his mother's subsequent suicide, and his father's abandonment created a deep-seated belief that everyone he loves eventually leaves. This fear manifests in his reluctance to say "I love you" to Sloane, despite his obvious feelings. Meanwhile, Sloane battles her own demons. Years of conditional love from her controlling father have left her seeking approval and doubting her worth. Her ballet career, while successful, has been shaped by others' expectations rather than her own desires. She questions whether she deserves happiness and whether Jasper truly wants her for herself rather than as a temporary distraction. Their physical intimacy becomes a way to express feelings they can't yet verbalize. In a particularly vulnerable moment, Sloane discovers a ballet dancer tattoo on Jasper's ribs, a tribute he got on the night of her first professional performance, which he secretly attended despite telling her he was reviewing game tape. This revelation shows how deeply he's cared for her success, even while maintaining his distance. As they spend more time together at Jasper's small bungalow, which he purchased partly as a defiant gesture against her father's elitism, they create a domestic bubble away from external pressures. But the past continues to haunt them, particularly when Jasper's hockey performance suffers due to his worry about Beau. His coach suspends him for 2 weeks, forcing him to confront his emotional state rather than burying it in work. Their journey toward emotional honesty requires confronting these painful histories. Jasper's trauma and abandonment issues, Sloane's struggle for independence from her controlling family, and the years of miscommunication between them. Only by acknowledging these wounds can they build something authentic together. The fragile happiness Sloane and Jasper have built faces its greatest test when Robert Winthrop reappears, determined to reassert control over his daughter's life. He confronts them with the same elitist attitude that separated them years ago, dismissing Jasper as an orphan who works in the entertainment industry, while describing Sloane as practically Canadian royalty. When Robert invites Sloane to a birthday dinner but explicitly excludes Jasper, adding the threat, "not if he wants to keep that job," the power dynamics become clear. This confrontation forces both Sloane and Jasper to make difficult choices. For Sloane, it means potentially severing ties with her father and the privileged world she's always known. For Jasper, it means risking the hockey career he's built from nothing. The question becomes whether their love is worth these sacrifices. When Sloane asks Jasper if he's willing to risk his career for her, his silence speaks volumes. Though we understand his internal struggle, the fear of losing everything he's worked for, the trauma of past losses, Sloane experiences his hesitation as rejection. "I know you're falling apart," she tells him, "but you have to put yourself back together. If I'm always the one who patches you up when you break, you'll always depend on me for it, and I can barely patch myself up right now." This moment of crisis leads to a temporary separation. Sloane needs to find her own strength and confront her father independently, while Jasper must decide what he truly values most. During their time apart, both gain clarity through conversations with friends and family. Sloane bonds with Summer, Winter, and Willa over mimosas at brunch, finding female solidarity and perspective on her situation. Meanwhile, Jasper seeks advice from Harvey, who points out that Sloane has remained constant in his life for nearly 2 decades despite his emotional distance. The turning point comes when Cordelia, Sloane's mother, unexpectedly arrives at the ranch having left Robert. She warns Jasper about a coup planned by Sterling and Robert at Sloane's birthday dinner, intended to pressure her back into their control. This revelation galvanizes Jasper into action, determined not to let Sloane face them alone. At the Frontier Steakhouse, the same restaurant where their story began, Sloane arrives transformed, wearing a powerful black pantsuit and no longer seeking approval. When Sterling insults Jasper, who has arrived unexpectedly to support her, Jasper kicks Sterling's chair, sending him sprawling with red wine spilled down his shirt. This physical manifestation of standing up to bullies becomes a cathartic moment for both of them. Sloane finally speaks her truth to her father. A little girl should love her father, but he should love her too. I deserve better. Taking Jasper's hand, she walks away from the controlling influences that have shaped her life, symbolically choosing her own path forward. Throughout their journey, ballet serves as both Sloane's passion and a metaphor for her personal growth. Initially, her dancing career is heavily influenced by her father's expectations and her need for approval. She takes a leave of absence to plan her wedding to Sterling, showing how she prioritized his demands over her art. After escaping the wedding, she uses dance as therapy, working out her emotions through movement when words fail. A pivotal opportunity arrives when she's asked to substitute as the sugar plum fairy in the Nutcracker. When Jasper hears about this, his response marks a crucial difference from the controlling men in her life. Instead of telling her what to do, he simply asks, "Are you happy about that?" This question, acknowledging her feelings as valid and important, deepens her love for him. Watching Sloane perform becomes a transformative experience for Jasper. From his front row seat, he marvels at her talent and precision, how she weaves magic on that stage. Though he missed her first professional performance years ago, secretly getting his ballet dancer tattoo that night instead, he now openly supports her art, promising to be there with roses for every future performance. After her triumphant performance, their passion culminates in an intense encounter in her dressing room. This moment represents the merging of Sloane's artistic expression with her authentic, emotional, and physical desires, no longer compartmentalizing different aspects of herself to please others. As Sloane continues to find her voice, she contemplates her future in ballet. Rather than automatically returning to the company and its demands, she explores other options, including renovating properties near Summer's gym in Chestnut Springs. This consideration represents her newfound agency in making life choices based on her own desires rather than others' expectations. Her transformation is complete when she walks down the aisle at their wedding, not in a traditional gown, but in a loose, ankle-length dress with her hair down and ballet slippers on her feet. This outfit symbolizes her integration of all aspects of herself, the ballerina, the country girl who loves the ranch, and the woman who chooses love on her own terms. No longer performing for an audience or seeking approval, she has become authentically herself. The culmination of Jasper and Sloane's journey comes in several beautiful full-circle moments that highlight their growth. During a Stanley Cup playoff game, Jasper performs brilliantly, free from the distractions that plagued him earlier. When his team wins, he immediately searches for Sloane in the crowd, lifting her into his arms as they celebrate together. In this moment of triumph, Jasper kneels before Sloane with a velvet box containing exactly the ring she once described, an oval-cut purple sapphire in yellow gold. "I don't like your last name," he tells her. "Sloane Gervais sounds good, don't you think?" This proposal represents not just their romantic commitment, but Jasper's complete embrace of a future without fear, choosing love despite the risks of loss that have haunted him since childhood. Their wedding day dawns as a perfect Chinook day in Chestnut Springs, with bright sunshine melting the snow. Breaking with tradition, they spend the night before together on the rooftop talking, planning a field ceremony and home reception. Before the ceremony, Harvey presents Jasper with a deed to his own quarter section on the east side of the ranch. "All my kids have a quarter, and I feel like a real asshole for not giving you one until now." This gift symbolizes Jasper's complete acceptance into the family that chose him, healing the wounds of his earlier abandonment. As they prepare to marry, Jasper shows Sloane his new tattoo, a permanent ring on his finger, symbolizing his unbreakable commitment. He points out their adjacent childhood bedroom windows at the ranch, reminding her that 18 years ago, a little blonde girl stared at me from that window. What he didn't know then, but understands now, is that when it comes to her, I have no power. The epilogue, set 6 years later, shows them at the river with their children, 5-year-old Silas and 3-year-old Skylar. At her daughter's challenge, 30-year-old Sloane prepares to jump from the railway bridge for the first time, something she never dared to do as a child. Holding Jasper's hand, she tells him, "I trust you," before they leap together into the cold water below. This jump represents the complete transformation from fear to courage, from powerlessness to agency. Their story comes full circle as they momentarily lose grip underwater before finding each other again, like always. Just as they connected in that glacial lake years before, Jasper can still feel Sloane Gervais where no one else can see her, highlighting the deep, intimate understanding they've built through years of friendship, pain, and finally, love without reservation. The final dimension of Sloane and Jasper's journey involves healing not just their own wounds, but extending that healing to their broader family. Cordelia's decision to leave Robert after decades of control parallels Sloane's escape from her wedding, suggesting that it's never too late to choose freedom and authenticity. This mother-daughter healing represents breaking cycles of control and submission that might otherwise continue through generations. The revelation that Cordelia was the anonymous sender of Sterling's incriminating video shows her quiet resistance and desire to protect her daughter from making the same mistakes. Though unable to directly confront Robert's controlling behavior, she found a way to give Sloane the information she needed to make her own choice. This subtle act of rebellion paved the way for her own eventual liberation. The Eaton family, particularly Harvey, demonstrates a different model of family, one built on acceptance, forgiveness, and unconditional love. Harvey's gift of land to Jasper acknowledges him as a true son, healing the abandonment wounds inflicted when Jasper's biological father rejected him after the accident. This chosen family becomes the foundation for the healthy family Jasper and Sloane create together. Beau's return from his military ordeal brings the story full circle to its beginning crisis. His recovery, though requiring months of healing, represents resilience and the possibility of overcoming even the most traumatic experiences. The family's ability to support each other through crises, from Beau's disappearance to Jasper's hockey struggles to Sloane's broken engagement, demonstrates the power of authentic connection. When Jasper and Sloane have children of their own, they create a legacy of love that stands in stark contrast to their own childhoods. Their son Silas and daughter Skylar grow up surrounded by the extended Eaton family, experiencing the security and freedom that Jasper lacked and the unconditional acceptance Sloane craved. The children's comfort with adventure, like Skylar challenging her mother to jump from the bridge, shows they're being raised to embrace life rather than fear it. In the final scene at the river, surrounded by family with Harvey taking the children to skip rocks while Sloane and Jasper prepare for their jump, we see the complete picture of healing across generations. The cycle of control, fear, and emotional distance has been broken, replaced by a family culture of courage, authenticity, and open love. This legacy may be the most powerful outcome of their journey from powerlessness to strength, not just healing themselves, but creating a new pattern for those who follow.